Words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. When I read the gospel for this morning, as I prepared for this sermon, I had a flashback, really, to my high school days, in particular to my literature class. There was a poem there by Percy B. Shelley entitled Ozymandias of Egypt. I don't know how many of you remember that poem. Anybody? I'm sure you did it. There you go. Lots of you did it. Okay. Ozymandias was written by Shelley after Shelley himself had seen a giant statue half buried in the desert sands of Egypt. He wrote the poem, and it ended with these lines. My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair. Nothing beside remains. Round the decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare, the lone and level sands stretch far away. That particular poem reminded me of how even the so-called greatest and most feared people in history and in this day and age may become less than a name even. They may be lost in the sands of time and sands of the earth. The disciples argued, who is the greatest? I am. No, I am. You can hear that going on as they journeyed with Christ, behind his back, sort of. He was ahead, and they're sort of behind him arguing, I'm better than you. No, you're not better than me. I'm better than you, and so on. And that argument still goes on today, does it not? On the international scene, we heard, I have the biggest missiles, little rocket boy. I can do this better than you. My country is the best in the world. I can do what I want, as he throws out paper towels to those suffering from a hurricane. Or we can go on into the political world here in our own country. I have the best government now. After 20 years, we have a change of government, and we are better than the government that ruled this province for the last 20 years. Or we can go to the federal level and hear the same sort of thing. One party saying they're better than the other, and watch out, there's an election coming, so watch out for all those hate ads. You know, this one is useless, that one is useless, this one is wrong, that's wrong. We've seen it in the past, and we'll see it over the next year. Even in our political, civil elections this coming next month. Already I've heard tell of those hate ads or negative ads being thrown at other people who are running for office, for councillor or for mayor of our communities in which we live. And we don't even have to go to the politicians to think about it. How many of us remember the arguments on the playground? I'm better than you. I can do this better than you. My father is bigger than your father, and my mother bakes a better meal than your mother. How many of you remember the musical Annie Oakley, Annie Get Your Gun? I'm not going to sing it because Donald might throw the organ at me. But the musical, you know, anything you can do, I can do better. Isn't that our way of living? You know? And in the gospel this morning, Jesus brings all of us down to earth. All our grandiose ideas that we may have of being the greatest or the best, or at least better than our neighbor. My way is always better than your way. Jesus brings us down into reality when he takes, as he did with the disciples, taking a little child and putting the child in the midst of them. And he says to them, whoever welcomes one little child in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me. As we hear those words, we hear Jesus calling us again and again and again to be a welcoming, receiving, caring people. Not lording it over people, but being a helping people. I don't think there are too many of us here who are parents, treated our children as dirt. Yes, there are exceptions, and we read about it in the papers, and we hear about it on TV, about children being abused every once in a while. That's not what I'm talking about. But 99.9% of the population who have children do their best and sacrifice for them, for their children. We care for them, and we want them to have the best that we can afford. And that is what Jesus is calling us in the gospel reading this morning to do towards our neighbors. He calls us to care for all people in this way. Whether we are reaching out to help the world's refugees, or the refugees that seem to be, as some people say, are sneaking into Canada the illegal way, we're helping out countries in third world countries through our Primates for Relief and Development Fund. Or we are helping people who have been disturbed, disrupted from their lives, as we have seen this past couple of days in Ontario with tornadoes. Or in areas where there have been hurricanes in the lower United States and over in the Philippines. Whether it's hurricanes or tornadoes or earthquakes or any other natural disaster, we are called to care for them as we would care for one of our own children. Last week in her sermon, our Dean Ansley reminded us very forcibly that we are signed with the cross as Christians and are called to be followers of Christ behind that cross, which each one of us has been branded with. And a little aside, thank goodness the branding is invisible. I wouldn't want to be branded like a cow gets branded on the prairies. But nevertheless, we are called to be faithful followers of that cross. And that's the work that we are called to do today. The epistle reading this morning from James again reminds us of that. We are to be first pure, then peaceful, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace for those who make peace. My brothers and sisters, the gospel once again reminds us of that call. Whoever welcomes one of these little children welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. We are being called, and we are being called and sent out into the world, in the words of what James said in the epistle this morning. Not to be big and bold and brazen and selfish and wanting everything for ourselves and saying, I'm the best over everybody else, but we are called to be humble and simply lowly and caring. Caring for the world and caring for those around us. Let us remember that we are called to care and to love even the little innocent children of the world. And if we can do that, we will not be like the statue of Ozymandias of Egypt, long forgotten and lost in the sands of the earth as well as sands of time. Something to ponder this week. Amen.